We're going to start peppering you with questions. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Charles Hossman. Good morning.
Hello, Mr. Bell.
Hi.
I just want to say that I've enjoyed your show for many years, and I really appreciate your show.
Thank you.
My name is Clint, and I'm from Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Okay.
And can I mention an author's name in regards to the show tonight or not?
An author's name, yes, I guess.
Michael Crichton, book Prey.
I know the books all too well, sadly.
I read the book, and it was very intriguing, but I had a couple of questions. One was in regards to nanotechnology's use in medicine. You touched on it in use of pointing out or attacking certain illnesses. Can it also repair?
Yes, that's exactly right. In fact,
like an aneurysm?
Well, let me explain a little bit further, if I may. I actually testified to the FDA last year on exactly this topic, and what I testified about was the following. And hopefully I can answer the question directly, but here's what I'm leading up to. In current regulatory or compliancy codes, as the FDA dictates, there's two very distinct but separate areas of medicine. One's to do with chemistry, that is drugs, which you inoculate to hopefully
right.
change a condition. The other is in machines or devices. Where nanotechnology comes in is sort of combining the two. We're now looking at very specifically sort of molecule-sized things, like little machines almost, that really can go in and, in fact, correct for a situation before it even happens.
I'm curious, Charles, if such a thing, a little machine, existed, would that little machine be classified as a pharmaceutical, or would it be classified... I mean, it's not a chemical.
Well, this is exactly why the FDA was having these discussions, because they don't know. They're trying to figure that out as we speak. That is exactly the question that they have posed before them.
So they're not sure.
Well, and they're trying to sort this out. So let me give you an example as kind of a pinprick, if you will.
Aneurysm. He mentioned aneurysm.
Okay,
an
aneurysm.
That's a good question.
Well, I'm gonna steer you towards one area of chemistry that might be sort of interesting. There's something called dendrimers, and these are large molecules which look like a large branching structure. That's why they're called dendrimers. But the reason they're interesting is because they can be packed up with lots of other materials inside them. They have an unbelievable capacity for holding other materials. And yet, because of the chemistry involved, they're biologically friendly. So they look like a protein in a way. And in fact, you can coat the outside with very specific enzymes and proteolytic materials so that you can go after something like an aneurysm or some other targeted region within the body and say, okay, go there and then do something interesting. So whether it's to open up a cell and stop it like a cancer cell, or to change, say, blood flow in a certain region, or to modify the behavior of some physiological process, that's exactly what they're doing as we speak. In fact, there's a couple of companies who are now beginning to produce these dendrimer systems as a delivery mechanism for these kinds of problems.
But still undetermined whether it's a machine and outside the purview of the FDA, what a mess that's going to be for them.
It's not exactly a mess, but it's a very strange new area of science. And I'll give you an example. One of the companies I happen to know of quite well, they went to Australia because Australia said, well, we're not quite so finicky about how we're going to regulate this. We would like to see if this is even possible. So as a kind of an end run around the somewhat slower process that we have here, they went to Australia so they could start human trials within about 3 or 4 years.
Wow.
But exactly, this is what's happening. In other words, the idea of medicine just being a chemical is quickly being replaced by sort of a combination of chemomechanical, I guess you might say, solutions.
Chemomechanical, that's a good way to put it, I suppose. So in countries where it's not quite so restricted, again, like China.
And Taiwan is a good example as well.
And Taiwan. Who knows what might come? The problem is that allowing them to have this sort of free reign, not that we can stop them, could be to our distinct disadvantage, couldn't it?
For a number of reasons. Commercially, if the biotech world, and I use that word kind of carefully, but the sort of nanobiology, medicine, biotech arena, they sort of all merge together. People are going to start going to where they can find medical solutions.
You bet.
And, you know, I mean, if I had cancer and I thought I could go to Taiwan to get one of these new sort of nano solutions, yeah, of course I'd go there.
You'd be on your way.
The flip side says, could the same general direction technology end up becoming some kind of a weapon that we don't even know about?
Of course.
That's the flip side of that coin, yeah.